From an undisclosed Starbucks location back in position, we find Rick Limpert for our weekly technology segment. You can, of course, find Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell, online at ricklimpert.info, and you can keep up with all the things that Rick is doing throughout the week, throughout the year, wirelesswednesday.live. And we are fast approaching the deadline for gift giving, although you can give, well, any time of year that you choose. But we are going to talk about gifts for the active and health-conscious person on our lists, Rick. Do you consider yourself to be either of those two?
I think I've become that in the last year or so, more than I had been in the last few years before that. So when you get to our age, Charlie, you got to do maybe a little bit more, be a little more conscious about things. But it's helped me. I don't have back problems lately. I haven't had any knee problems. I've been pretty pain-free, so I keep my fingers crossed.
Well, you're sleeping on those great pillows and taking care of yourself. And I feel the same way, too. I feel like the older I get, the more I'm forced to be more active and health conscious. And you get to a certain age, like you said, you just kind of have to get going with doing it.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about some gifts for people who are perhaps not in that stage of life, let's say, but just people who want to look out for themselves. Let's start off by talking about this air-free tulip air freshener. This sounds like something that might be good around the office, Rick.
This is perfect for somebody that's got a home office. My wife and I we put an air freshener in our kitchen about 6 months ago, and we've noticed a big difference, especially having a dog. So this is a personal air freshener, air purifier. It's for like a small room, like an office or a den, and it's great because once you set it up and get it going, you don't have to worry about it anymore. There's no filters or maintenance involved with this at all. Just plug it in, and it looks good too. It's kind of skinny. It fits just about anywhere and just helps destroy that mold, the dust mites, bacteria that gather over time from a company called Airfree. I'm kind of new to this company, but I'm on board with it. And the great technology, it's so quiet, you won't even know it's there, and it really does work.
More at airfree.com. All right, how about this Edifier speakers, more stuff for your home, and these are very affordable and really good.
Yeah, maybe if you have a workout room in your house or a place maybe where you ride the bike or a treadmill area, these are bookshelf speakers, $99 for the pair. They sound really good. They kind of have that old school look to it. Harkens back to the days of when we had speakers with a turntable and such. So just a nice front cover on these. The speakers work well, a sleek look to them, and you can tie them in with your TV, your computer, any other Bluetooth device you have. They look great. Another company that's kind of I'm newly checking out, Edifier, and I love these $99 speakers for your home, office, or for your workout room. They're great.
Edifier.com to learn more. And yes, everything has to be Bluetooth compatible for you to be happy with it, Rick. And that is up to and including your toothbrush and your hair dryer.
My life is Bluetooth all of a sudden, but I'm not complaining.
All right, let's talk about the Smart Halo bike sensor. For biking enthusiasts, this is a pretty cool gift.
Yeah, another Bluetooth device, Sully. A lot of cities, I travel a lot of cities have now started that bike share program where you can take a bike from somewhere in the downtown area, and then where you go, you park it back into a bike station. Cities are really on board with biking as a way of cutting down on traffic. Now this is called a Smart Halo. It's a bike sensor that you can put on any bike, GPS. It shows you where you are. It'll help you get to, if you're in a new city, unfamiliar city, it'll help you get to where you're going, show you the fastest routes. You can answer your calls through it. So basically, it hooks into your Bluetooth and just does about everything, including track your fitness data. So as more cities, including Atlanta, go to being more bike-friendly, this is a great idea.
Know how many steps you took and how many miles you rode on that bike. That sounds good. How about this?
I want to know.
I do want to know. I want to keep up because if I get to a certain point, then I allow myself to have something bad, like an ice cream or a slice of pizza.
Go for it, so.
All right, the Technifiber new Rack Pack Pro Bag. Maybe a little difficult to say, but this has a lot of versatility and usefulness to it.
Yeah, if you can say it, that means you actually need it. We talk about tennis rackets a lot, Sully, because I'm involved with tennis on various levels. So Technifiber now is their big thing for the year. It's not a racket. It's a bag they've come out with. So just a bag, a big carry-all bag that holds all your tennis gear, tennis equipment, 5 compartments. It's got zip nets where you can keep things, rackets. It'll store your shoes, 2 pairs of shoes, your smelly clothes, towels, balls, whatever you need. This is kind of new to the U.S., this bag. And it's a great, if you use Technifiber rackets or any kind of rackets, this bag is great for you.
But is it TSA friendly, Rick? Do we know that?
This bag is a little too big for a carry-on. If you were going to use this bag or take this bag with you on a tennis trip somewhere, I would recommend checking it at the counter, at the checking counter.
But it obviously, by the pictures that I'm looking at, really has great storage and is just perfect. And anybody who plays tennis with any regularity will certainly find some usefulness in this. Online, technifiber.com. Finally, before we talk about Star Wars, we're going to talk about these compression sleeves and socks. Rick, there's such a huge market surrounding these types of products. Why are they so popular, and what does the CEP compression sleeves and socks do that others don't?
Well, I don't know where you stand on compression gear, Sally, if you use it, but I've become a believer in this as well. So for traveling, on planes, sitting in cars for long periods of time, helps aid the blood circulation in your body. Reduces that leg pain, swollen feet, ankles, arms, blood clots. So there is a medical purpose to it as well. And then it also helps recovery when you're exercising, helps while you're exercising, keep your muscles warm. I mean, the prices on compression gear, compression socks start very inexpensively, but a company called CEP, so they make some of the most durable ones. I use these. Come in different colors. I like them, lots of different styles. They start around $30. Sully, I know you fly up to Boston somewhat. Maybe you're going to be making a trip here soon. Put up a compression sleeve or sock on one of your legs and leave the other one without it. And when you get off the plane, you'll notice a big difference.
Well, as somebody who does have some foot problems, I have used these types of products in the past, and I'm a believer myself, especially if you have gout. You know that inflammation is the ruin of everything as it relates to the lower part of your body, and I've certainly enjoyed some benefits of having that. So good stuff by this company, and check them out, CEPcompression.com. All right, folks have been waiting for it. Rick, you've seen the new Star Wars. Without giving away any spoilers, give us a couple of words on what you thought of the new film.
Well, I give it 5 stars, Sully. Maybe I'm not the right person to talk to you about this, but I try to give unbiased reviews, and it's really good. It's got some of the harkens back to some of the old Star Wars. It's got some new stuff in it, a couple new characters, and it's great. It took almost 2.5 hours, but it kept me on my seat about half the time, and it's just great. It's Carrie Fisher, the late Carrie Fisher. She's in it a lot. It's great to see her in her last movie, and I'm on board with it. And then Sully, just in time for the movie, the company called Spiro sent me their little remote-controlled R2-D2 droid. I've been having fun with this around the house, driving my wife and the dog crazy. App-controlled, makes noises. It's a cool little device for $100. And I don't know, I'm having a great weekend. Saw the Star Wars movie, and I get to play with a droid. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I was listening to Marketplace on NPR the other day, and I heard old Kai Rizdahl talking about how there are bananas that are branded with the Star Wars logo on them. Now, is this a little excessive in your opinion, or do you think they just have to hit the home run while they're at the plate?
Well, the Star Wars Lucas film was hitting the home run for years and years. Now it's, of course, owned by Disney. They're really going to hit a home run with it. And Sully, I went to that 10:30 a.m. showing yesterday, and because it's the showings about every half hour up here in the Roswell Woodstock area. And it was packed at 10:30 in the morning. So in the lot where the movie theater is, it's continued to be packed all day. It's packed this morning, and this movie's going to make a ton of money. And if you're a Star Wars fan, of course, you're going to see it. If you're not, this may be a good movie to get kind of reintroduced to kind of the Star Wars storyline. So I loved it.
Well, you just mentioned the names of two cities up there where people might be able to locate you. I hope that people do not come looking for you, Rick. I take a great deal of pride in protecting the sanctity of your location. So let's not mention the names of those towns again.
Okay, I'm up in Cumming and Dawsonville. How does that sound?
Much better. Hope you have a great weekend. And thank you, as always. Check out Rick at wirelesswednesday.live. And enjoy all the football coming up on Sunday.
Looking forward to it. So good games, and take care of yourselves.